Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a very important, very worthwhile, very bipartisan bill has just been introduced in the Senate of the United States. It's sponsored, co-sponsored by 16 senators of both parties. It would actually reform the Electoral Count Act and would make our elections vastly safer, more sane, less encrusted in ambiguity and foolishness left over from 1887. It would correct the Electoral Count Act. Will it go forward and actually win Senate passage? It needs 10 Republican supporters. They have 8 right now. Can they get 2 more Senate votes and make a difference? We shall see. President Trump is inadvertently, at least, doing everything he can to help with this. He apparently has, in the last few days, approached a speaker of a state House of Representatives. No, this is not the one in Arizona who testified against him. This is the speaker in the assembly in Wisconsin, where President Trump had asked him this week. Actually, it was last week, but it was in the month of July. He had asked him last week to overturn the electoral votes in Wisconsin. So the idea that he is sticking to the stop the steal narrative, and that there's no reason to doubt for a moment that his number one priority, if he actually won the presidential nomination for the Republican Party, let alone the election, would be to keep going over and picking at the scab of the allegedly stolen 2020 election. A good idea? Well, Jason Riley over at the Wall Street Journal says there's only one way that Joe Biden can be reelected, and that's if Trump is the nominee and he continues to harp on the stop the steal stolen election narrative. If you disagree with that, by the way, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. And there's another little flicker of bipartisanship on some issues where 90% of Americans seem to agree. I mean, literally 90%, according to the Gallup poll. We're talking about the Respect for Marriage Act that passed overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives yesterday. It is entitled the Respect for Marriage Act. What it would do would be to codify protections for interracial marriage, which, by the way, no one opposes and no one wants to suddenly revisit the Loving decision from 1967 and allow states to declare miscegenation, which means interracial coupling, to declare miscegenation a crime. I mean, the approval of this act should be 100%. The other thing it would do is it would recognize the 500,000, and yes, there are, official gay marriages in this country and put them beyond the reach of any future Supreme Court decision or any legislative initiative in any state, and basically say to a gay couple that could very conceivably have been married now for years, to say to them that no, politicians and political games are not going to take away your marriage. Nancy Pelosi sort of hailed the passage of this bill. It now has to go to the Senate. And it's the same deal. To get passed and then sent to the president's desk to have him sign it. He would sign it enthusiastically. And basically to do something that Republicans wanted, which is why 47 Republican members of the House voted for it, is not to allow the Democrats to play political games with these issues. I honestly believe there is no chance, and nobody's bringing this up, that everyone talks about how in Clarence Thomas and his concurring opinion in the Dobbs case, the abortion case overruling Roe v. Wade, he mentioned other cases involving the availability of contraceptions and of same-sex marriage. By the way, he did not mention anything about Loving versus Virginia. He didn't. That was what established the right to marry across racial lines. Why would Clarence Thomas not mention that one? Well, he's involved in he has a long-term marriage to Ginny Thomas, who is a different race from him. It's precisely the kind of marriage that would have been prohibited in some 16 states before 1967. In any event, it seems to me good news that this is passing, and I hope that it can pass very much when it comes to the U.S. Senate. But at least when it comes to the U.S. Senate, we won't have to hear, I don't think, Nancy Pelosi exulting over this and zinging a particular three-times married former congressman. I think she had Newt Gingrich in mind, who was involved with the Defense of Marriage Act, which the Respect for Marriage Act actually would replace. Here is what Nancy Pelosi had to say. This is clip 9.
I rise today in strong support for the Respect for Marriage Act, bipartisan and bicameral legislation to enshrine into law a fundamental freedom, the right to marry whomever you choose. As radical justices and right-wing politicians continue their assault on our basic rights, Democrats believe that the government has no place between you and the person you love. It was 13 years ago, Chairman Nadler, along then Representative now Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and others introduced a bill by the same name to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. Defense of marriage, proposed by somebody who had been married three times. We don't know which marriage he was defending. And today, we will finally achieve that long-held goal. By the way, I don't care how many times somebody's married. I care about how they try to impose their hypocrisy on others.
Okay. Again, it's of course, a cheap shot that was used many times. Newt has been married to Callista now for, I think it's more than 20 years. And, yes, he was married twice before. And, if she's speaking about somebody else, and she could be, I mean, you know, Donald Trump just, lost wife number one who passed away a couple of days ago, Ivana. Okay, so basically, why does it seem to me a very, very important thing that these bills get passed? Because I don't think there is any real chance, given how overwhelming the support is right now for same-sex marriage, and partially because it's happened. And the idea of actually, what are you going to send government agents to break up people who are living a married life, in some cases with children today? And the destructive impact of that kind of initiative, the initiative to revisit either interracial marriage or same-sex marriage, to try to do that today would be a political disaster. And Republicans have every reason to take this off the table and to talk about the real issues that people care about. Powerful arguments that the real issue that has been bothering Americans and oppressing Americans and souring them on our own country has been the price of everything. The price of middle-class life, of housing, of education, of child care, of medical care. So what do we do about it? We'll be getting to that on the MedVet Show coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, the House passed a bill that would provide federal protection, so writes the Wall Street Journal, for same-sex and interracial marriage under federal law. with Democratic lawmakers saying the recent Supreme Court ruling ending abortion rights could endanger other precedents. Okay, this is misleading, and it's the Wall Street Journal. And no wonder there are people who are confused. Okay, what they say is the recent Supreme Court ruling ending abortion rights, it doesn't end abortion rights. It leaves it to the states to legislate. And the idea that what it says is that the Constitution of the United States does not include any guarantees about a right to abortion, that's the truth. They didn't erase something that was in the Constitution. There's nothing there about abortion rights. And to say that they end abortion rights is saying to all the people in Washington State and in New York and in California and in New Jersey and in Massachusetts and in Vermont and in many, many states across the country that have abortion, quote, rights that go beyond Roe. Because Roe ends, the, quote, right to abortion ends at the time of viability. And the fact that they're going to be talking about this in state after state should be very, very clear to people that the court did not put an end to the right to abortion. Now, the idea that the court is about to go ahead and now imperil people who are in interracial marriage, like, by the way, two justices of the Supreme Court, because Ketanji Brown Jackson is married to a white guy, white pediatric surgeon. Sounds like a good guy. And I know, how can he be a good guy if he's a white guy? Well, he sounds like a very decent guy, church-going family, etc. And, okay, that's the latest justice on the Supreme Court. She's black, he's white, and then we have a situation with Clarence Thomas. And the court is not about to make a decision invalidating those marriages or invalidating anyone's marriage or stepping in the way of any interracial couple that wants to marry. And what this is just scare tactics that are being used by the Democrats. And bravo, bravo, bravo for the 47 Republicans who voted for this Respect for Marriage bill to take this issue away, to take it off the table. Because this is an issue where the American people have moved on. They have. Anybody here think it would be a great idea to go after Pete Buttigieg? I mean, after all, he is married to a guy, a Chasen, and they have twin children. I don't remember if they're identical twins, if they're both. I think they are. They might both be little girls, but I'm not sure. But they have twins. Anybody want to initiate legal proceedings to invalidate Pete Buttigieg's marriage and to take the children away from them? I mean, American people are not crazy. At least most of us, I think. Speaking of crazy, here is leader Chuck Schumer celebrating the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act in the House and indicating that he will try to bring it to the floor of the Senate as soon as he can. This is clip 18.
Talking to Republicans to see where the support is. I want to bring this bill to the floor, and we're working to get the necessary Senate Republican support to ensure it would pass.
Okay, it did pass in the House 267 to 157. There were seven Republican members of the House who did not vote, who either abstained or they weren't able to make the vote. And there were 47 Republicans who joined the Democrats in supporting the measure, including members of Republican leadership. Elise Stefanik, who replaced Liz Cheney as number three in the House leadership, she voted for the bill. Lee Zeldin, congressman from New York, who is running for governor of New York. and has an uphill fight, but he's running for governor. He voted for the bill. Burgess Owens, the very conservative new member of Congress from Utah, former professional football player, he voted for the bill. Dan Newhouse here in the state of Washington, who is facing some radical primary challengers because he voted yes on the impeachment of Trump, he voted for the bill. Daryl Issa of California, one of the most conservative members of the Congress, voted for the bill. And we could go on here, because 47, it's a lot of Republicans who voted for it. And it seems to me that is a very positive thing. Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy, the two leaders of the GOP in the House of Representatives, both voted against the bill, but they pointedly said that Republicans should feel free to vote their conscience, and they did. In other words, they didn't put any pressure on to try to have a united Republican front. One of the people who opposed the bill spoke well on the floor of the House, is Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. He said that Democrats proposed the legislation so they could run ads in an election cycle. This bill is just another superfluous exercise. This bill is completely unnecessary, he said on the House floor. I think in a practical sense, he's right. It is unnecessary. Nobody was going to be taking away these rights. And one of the things that no one ever talks about, and it's out there and it's glaring and it's so public, is people look at the concurring opinion in the Dobbs case that was written by Clarence Thomas, where he mentions we may have to look again. And he mentions the Lawrence case. The Lawrence case declared that people had a right in private for consenting adults to engage in gay sex. And he said, we may have to look at that again. We may have to look at the Obergefell case that guaranteed gay marriage. He said, we may have to look at the Griswold versus Connecticut case, which guaranteed a right to contraception. Okay, this bill guarantees in federal law a right to contraception. And by the way, that part is supported by most of the pro-life people and organizations out there. Why? Because the best way, the quickest way, the most painless way to bring down the number of abortions to save babies, which is what the pro-life movement is about, is to make some kinds of birth control more widely available, which is actually something that that we've done in the United States and why the abortion rate has gone down. We will talk more about this other very significant bill with profound changes in the way we elect a president. It deserves attention. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are rising at the fastest rate in four decades, and Democrats are proposing higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help fight the problem. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a proposed bill will work.
For all the many good things the bill does, The most important is that this legislation will help our country fight inflation in the long run.
The Democrats are also pushing to lower prescription drug prices and extend health care subsidies. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he would not support climate tax provisions of the president's agenda. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's reckless war of choice hasn't broke the will of the Ukrainians. Austin adding the Russian invasion is cruel and corrupt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one very important reminder from the Wall Street Journal and from a piece by Eliza Collins. She points out that with everybody talking about the threat of the Supreme Court and, oh my goodness, they're going to take our rights away, and next they're going to take away the right for same-sex marriage, and they're going to take away the right for interracial marriage, and they're going to take away the right to contraception. The Journal points out that Justice Brett Kavanaugh, another member of the court's conservative majority, another Trump appointment, by the way, and an excellent appointment, Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote a concurring opinion, just like Clarence Thomas did, but it was very different, because his concurring opinion said that, quote, overruling the right to abortion does not threaten or cast doubt on those precedents, referring to cases that recognize the constitutional right of interracial and same-sex couples to marry, and of people to access birth control. They've separated birth control into a separate bill. They didn't include that in the Respect for Marriage bill. But the idea, have you ever met anyone who believes that contraception should be illegal? I mean, I can understand, and I think there are some states where this is the case, where you access to contraceptives is limited to people over 18. There might even be some states where it's limited to people over 21, but I'm not even sure of that. Once upon a time, that was the case. And yes, I know. People are going to say, yeah, but the Catholic Church is opposed to contraception. First of all, that's wildly overstated and misunderstood. The official position of the church is not pro-contraception, but there's a recognition that the people who are in the pews and the parishes, there are many, many people who do use contraceptives. And the idea of Catholic organizations lobbying for a change in the law that would allow people to be denied the right to sell or prescribe contraceptive aid, it's not conceivable. But now that's going to be part of the law coming up. And because they are going to be introducing a separate bill on contraception. Now, what is all this concern? The GOP whip Steve Scalise yesterday said he expected his caucus, the Republicans in the House, to be split on the marriage bill, and he indicated party leaders would not pressure members to vote a particular way on the legislation, even though the big majority of Republicans voted no. Why did they vote no? Because that can't get them into any trouble. Nobody's going to be angry at them about that at home, because that seems to be the Republican position, which is, I think, a shame if it's mistaken to be that. And it's going to pass anyway. And they knew it was going to pass anyway because 47 Republicans voted for it. The Gallup Public Opinion polls, reports the Wall Street Journal, show interracial marriage and access to contraceptives backed by more than 9 in 10 Americans, and same-sex marriage supported by well over two-thirds of the country. The Respect for Marriage Act, if passed by the Senate, would codify into law the ability for same-sex and interracial couples to get married and to require states to recognize the marriage. It would also repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, by the way, which was supported by Bill and Hillary Clinton, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman. That law isn't enforced following Supreme Court decisions, but remains on the books. Look, having something on the books that isn't enforced, that doesn't have legal validity right now, it's probably a good thing to take it off the books and to move in that direction. And speaking about changes in laws, there is a breaking news today because they just released the bill. I mentioned this briefly yesterday because there was a powerful editorial in the Wall Street Journal by Jimmy Carter. Yes, Jimmy Carter in the Wall Street Journal. And Jim Baker. Jim Baker, former Secretary of State of the United States and also former Chief of Staff to Ronald Reagan. And they wrote a joint article about the Electoral Count Act. And now the news story from the Washington Post, they headline, Trump wanted Pence to reject votes for Biden. A new bill would prevent that. Now, that's a misleading headline. It makes it sound like, oh, yeah, they have a new bill that says that Trump can't ask Pence to reject votes for, but no, it doesn't say that's not it. The proposed bill, titled the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Act, states that the role of the vice president in counting electoral votes is purely ceremonial, which is the way it's always been understood by everybody, including Vice President Pence, to his infinite credit, and all of his legal advisors, and every other legal scholar in the world. Nobody believes that the vice president was empowered by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 to actually choose which slate of electors he was going to certify, because the certification of the electors actually has already taken place. It took place on December 18th. Okay, the legislation, which comes after months of negotiations, would attempt to more clearly define the role of states, presidential electors, and the vice president in a presidential election in an effort to prevent the events of January 6, 2021 in the future. Does that sound like a good thing? certainly does to me, or gee, it would deny us all the great fun of seeing 150 police officers injured and hospitalized and destruction of parts of the federal capital. A bipartisan group of 16 senators released the legislation that would clarify an 1887 law that President Donald Trump and his allies tried to use as part of their attempt to overturn the 2020 election results. Trump pressured Vice President Mike Pence to reject votes for Joe Biden from certain states by recognizing informal, unofficial slates of electors for Trump instead. But Pence disagreed that he had the legal authority to do so and worked to certify Biden as the winner of the election. The new proposal, spearheaded by Senators Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, and Joe Manchin, the third, Democrat of West Virginia, also would make it more difficult for Congress to raise an objection to state results in a presidential election. The 19th century law allows one House member and one senator from the same state to raise an objection to the electoral votes in that state. The proposal raises the objection threshold to one-fifth. You'll need to get one-fifth of the House members and a total of the House and Senate members from that state at getting at least one-fifth to have the objection even considered. It doesn't mean that that if you get one-fifth that the objection is dispositive. They go on. The bill also clarifies how a presidential candidate can raise concerns about a state's election by creating a three-judge panel with an expedited path to the Supreme Court, an issue that the senators struggled to come to agreement on. In a separate piece of legislation, the senators are attempting to deter violence against poll workers by doubling the fines for people who intimidate or threaten election workers. It also attempts to clarify how the Postal Service handles election mail. To the chagrin of many on the left, the senators did not delve into issues such as voter access. This is just a good, clean bill to clean up a terrible mistake and series of mistakes that were made between 1876 and 1887. We'll get to it and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
On the Michael Medved show, there is important news from abroad. Over on the other side of the pond, they have narrowed the fight for a new prime minister, a new Tory leader, because there's such an overwhelming majority in the House of Commons of Conservative Party members who were elected in the last landslide that Boris Johnson won. When they select his replacement, which is expected in a matter of days now, they have narrowed it down to two people. The two people are Rishi Sunak, who is a former Chancellor of the Exchequer. He is considered to be playing more toward the center of the Tory party, while Liz Truss, the former Foreign Secretary, is someone who is appealing to the legacy of Margaret Thatcher. She would be Britain's third female prime minister. By the way, all of them conservatives. That's right. Yeah, the Conservative Party has put forward Margaret Thatcher and Theresa May and now Liz Truss, who is widely predicted to win. And partially because she, at least according to some of the material out of the Times of London and elsewhere, is better able to connect with some of those working class voters that Boris Johnson won over for the Conservative Party with his support of Brexit. And she can do that even though at the time of the Brexit fight, she was a Remainer. And Rishi Sunak, the problem with Rishi Sunak is he's married to a daughter of one of the richest people in the world and one of the richest people in India. And he, at least according to his critics, cannot understand how the normal average Briton functions or lives his or her life. So that will be interesting to see. We also have visiting in the United States the First Lady of Ukraine, who seems, despite the fact that her English is not great, but she is making a very warm impression. She certainly has been extraordinarily eloquent speaking to Congress today. And this is part of what Olena Zelenska had to say. Zelenska is the feminine way of saying Zelensky, right? She's married to, as you, everybody knows, Volodymyr Zelensky. Here she is speaking to the Congress of the United States. Clip 16.
Usually, the wives of presidents are exclusively engaged in peaceful affairs, education, human rights, equality, accessibility, and maybe you expected from me to speak on those topics. But how can I talk about them when an unprovoked, invasive terrorist war is being waged against my country? Russia is destroying our people.
Okay, nobody could question that. And it's an emotional speech, and she was emotional. She went on to talk about what Russia has done since the beginning of the war, clip 17.
Since the beginning of the war, Russia has launched over 3,000 different cruise missiles on Ukraine. But to destroy somebody's family, you don't need a missile. Maybe a shrapnel will do it.
And then this is actually something to be remembered, actually written down on stone somewhere, it seems to me. And good luck to the translator in getting the full force of it, which is important for Americans to absorb and hear. This is clip 15.
While Russia kills, America saves. And you should know about it. We thank you for that. But, unfortunately, the war is not over. The terror continues. And I appeal to all of you on behalf of those who were killed, on behalf of those people who lost their arms and legs, on behalf of those who are still alive and well, and those who wait for their families to come back from the front. I'm asking for something now I would never want to ask. I'm asking for weapons. Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home.
Look, this is, even with the language difficulty, this is powerful and it's important, especially given the reports from a national security spokesman, John Kirby, spoke about they now are anticipating Putin's next move. This is clip 5.
The Russian government is reviewing detailed plans to purportedly annex a number of regions in Ukraine, including Kherson, Zaporizhia, all of Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts. This is out of the playbook, and we've seen them do it in the past. What we're seeing now is a more concerted, more strategic effort. And I think that's really about as far as I can go.
And look, fortunately, it appears that we are going to have another leader. The final decision will be September 5th. In terms of the, because there are 100, I'm talking about the final decision for the next Prime Minister of Britain, the new Prime Minister of Britain, some 180,000 Conservative Party members will be asked to vote. That's the way they do it. They have had the members of Parliament narrow it down to these two, to Liz Truss, who is considered at the moment the favorite, versus Rishi Sunak. And she, if Truss wins, she could become Britain's third female prime minister. Truss is posed in a British Army tank in Eastern Europe, evoking an image of Thatcher during the Cold War. In a televised leadership debate this week, Britain's top diplomat, that's Liz Truss, sported a, you'll pardon me, a pussy bow blouse. I don't have any idea what a pussy bow blouse is. But they say over at ABC News it was eerily similar to one the late Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, used to wear. Truss, 46 years old, is a favorite among many conservatives who revere Thatcher above all other leaders. And with good reason. It was certainly one of the great leaders of the 20th century. As Foreign Secretary Truss has been front and center in Britain's support for Ukraine and Western sanctions against Russia over the invasion of its neighbor. She also has figured prominently in the UK's feud with the European Union over post-Brexit trade arrangements. And the problem for her opponent in all of this is that Rishi Sunak doesn't seem like a Brexiteer, even though he was one. Tim Bale, professor of politics at Queen Mary University of London, says the fact that Eurosceptics adore Truss while suspecting Sunak of pro-EU views, despite the fact that he backed Leave in the referendum, shows the importance of image over substance in politics. And this is what I love here, is his image doesn't fit that of a Brexiteer, whereas hers does, Bale said. There's a kind of presumption that if you're a bit of a smoothie chops... Have you ever heard that term before? Well, if you're a bit of a smoothie chops who moves easily in international circles, you must be a Remainer. And if you're someone who tells it like it is to Johnny Foreigner, well, then you're obviously a true Brexiteer. Good luck to Liz Truss, who would probably at age 46 offer a somewhat striking contrast to Joe Biden. There's certainly also an economic issue, issues, because one of the problems with Joe Biden and with Democrats in general is the belief that millionaires and billionaires are the enemy, that rich people actually make life worse for everybody else. And right now, especially with the information about what people are really going through and the long-term impact of high prices for things that people need, like health care and education and child care and housing, with all of that, how can they continue selling the idea that you're going to do better with any of that by getting rid of billionaires and millionaires in your state? Stephen Moore, one-time economic advisor to President Trump, has something to say on that, and it's passionate and important, coming right up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.